The word for today is, it's not too small for God. In 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 6 we read, and the iron did swim. 2 Kings 6 tells of a prophet chopping trees near a river when his iron axe head falls in. He said to Elisha, alas, master, for it was borrowed. He uses the past tense. As far as he's concerned, this axe head is gone forever. He has no expectation whatsoever that the axe head will be retrieved. He shows Elisha where he lost it. Elisha cuts a stick and flings it into the water. And something happens that most likely never happened before or since. And the iron did swim. Notice, this isn't a life or death situation. Yes, it's a loaned axe head. Yes, it disappeared. But if that's the worst thing you've gone through, you have led a pretty sheltered life. You could put this into the same category as Jesus turning water into wine at a wedding party. Why waste your first miracle on helping a bride and groom avoid embarrassment because they didn't stock enough wine for their reception? This reveals something about God. He concerns himself with the little things, like wedding receptions and borrowed axe heads. Nothing is too big for our great God, and nothing is too small for him either. 1 Peter 5 verse 7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Note the words, all your care. If it matters to you, it matters to your loving Heavenly Father. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Proverbs 3 verse 6. Note the words, all your ways. Today, God wants you to share every detail of your life with him. And that's the word for today on UCB.